Right now, it is time to bring in Main Street Magazine on Robinhood Radio with Lauren Christendotter, who is the founder and, well, chief cook and bottle washer there as well. Good morning, Lauren.
Morning, that's for sure.
Well, Joe and I know all about that. So
yeah, exactly.
So the last time we spoke, we just touched a little bit upon the June issue. Is that issue out now?
It is. It came out last Friday, and I believe as of today, it should be delivered to all of our locations. And actually, happily to announce that a lot of more of locations have been opened up since we last spoke.
Yeah, I mean, I bet you're probably up to probably about at least 60 or 65% of the locations now. I mean, their times might be a little bit different, but we're definitely heading in the correct direction.
For sure.
Now, have you heard from any of your merchants? Like when we opened up the Bargain Barn, 90% of the people were in favor of it, and 10% were concerned. And we told those 10% we understood their concerns, but that we were following the strict guidelines and we were certified by the state. And we completely understood if they didn't feel like coming in yet. And we wished them well and stay safe. And when you feel like you can come in, come in. Are the merchants like that in Millerton kind of reacting that way as well?
So I think we basically touched on this a little bit last time, but Debbie Middlebrook, the mayor, had sent an email out to the executive committee of the Business Alliance about a month ago to kind of check in with the merchants and what plans they had in place for when things reopen and during the different phases. And we actually got a lot of feedback from the merchants, and everyone was on the same page. They all were going to, you know, follow not only state and county regulations, but, you know, kind of whatever Millerton also because wanted to put in place, because obviously everyone wants to try to keep both themselves, their staff, and our guests, you know, as safe as possible. So it was, you know, it's going to be, and it has, as soon as they open up more, it'll be a limit of, you know, one or two people in the facility at a time. There will be masks. There will be, you know, if you want to touch something, they're ready to help. There's hand sanitizer. And just example, yesterday I ran into Oakhurst Diner to grab a cup of coffee, and they have hand sanitizer right by the door. There's one person or two people in at a time because I was waiting. So I went off to the side, you know, standing, not touching anything. And, you know, people are very kind of courteous about that. But I know, like, Claire at the diner, who's the manager of the diner, she's been on the ground with us since the very beginning because they never closed, really. And they've been feeding families and doing amazing work there. And I know that their staff is very tired from all the work that they've been doing, but they've really stepped up in the community there. And if anyone knows how to deal with all this stuff, it would be Claire and the Oakhurst Diner staff.
You know, it's interesting because the restaurants that went to delivery options, I spoke to a few of the owners, and they're also appreciative of their staff who put in a lot of hard hours behind the scenes to make that work and to keep their bank accounts stable. That all of them were so appreciative of the people that worked for them because they really did a yeoman's job. And coming out into this will be beneficial once again, hopefully sooner or later. The servers and the waitresses and the waiters and everything can get back to getting tips and stuff like that. And we can get back to quasi-normal as well. So now talking about that, what can we find? I don't have the June issue in front of me right now. What are some of the things we can find in the June issue of Main Street Magazine?
Well, I don't have a copy in front of me either, and I realized that earlier this morning. But I'll have that on our website at some point today as well for folks who want to read it there. And we're going to continue while this pandemic kind of continues on to put it on our website so everyone can get, you know, read everything. But as I teased last time, the cover will tell a lot, but Libby, our photographer, had taken a picture of lemons a while back, and I said, Libby, I need this type of image. So what it is, it's a hand with gloves chopping a lemon. And so our whole kind of theme with it is, you know, once life and COVID gives you lemons, we make a lot of lemonade. And so kind of the focus on a lot of the stories has been how people persevered and pivoted during this time. And I know pivot has become a key word in the last few months. But for example, Christine Bates, her real estate article this month focused on real estate during this time and some of the numbers and some of the impact that's been had on our local area and the local real estate market, which is honestly fascinating. I mean, I just read an article yesterday how it's more Southern Connecticut, but it's up 130% the sales to folks out of New York, people just who are working from home and who don't need to go to the city anymore.
You know, I got a funny story. The people who worked at all these convenience stores and dealt with the public day in, day out, just deserved so much credit. But last week, one of the strangest things happened to me. I was walking up to the register at a parallel line, and somebody was walking in from the other side. And so I stopped, and I moved them ahead, right? I was back mm-hmm. about 5 or 6 feet. And so when the person got there and they were doing their exchange, they turned at me and they said, "Can't you get back to the red line?" And I looked at them, so I said, "Well, I guess I could, but I'm 6 feet away from you here. And if that bothered you so much when I waved you ahead, why did you go ahead?"
Exactly.
But this is what people have been worried. I have to say, not everybody, but there's a certain percentage of people. And that's why I give the people who, like at the Oakhurst Diner, who stayed open and who served people and who did, I give them all the credit in the world, because not only did they have to worry about getting COVID-19, but the customer's always right, and they just have to swallow the bile, as I said. And I think everybody, and most of the people that work at these places are younger, and I just think most of them did an outstanding job of that.
They have, for sure. And sadly, I've heard a few stories where, you know, the places that have been open have been trying to do, you know, good job, and not everyone has been respecting space or wearing masks, and that's putting everyone at risk. And I will say, like in Millerton, the stories I've heard there, it has mostly been people who are out of our area that have been, you know, trying to get out for the day. I mean, one day I heard someone drove over 2 hours, and, you know, Claire and the staff at the diner and elsewhere in town that have been open and, you know, have been cleaning up trash off the street, and because people are just not being respectful of that either. So, you know, with this whole thing, there have been new challenges as well. And I'm sure other towns and cities that are dealing with the same type of thing, trying to still stay open, still conduct some sort of business, and, you know, people are trying to have some sort of normalcy. But, you know, there are new ways of life that we're all having to adjust to.
You know, it's interesting. You talked about the way business has adjusted. And both you and I and Jill here, we have to deal with the public. But also we operate on the course of course, we operate on the course of revenue. And you operate on the course of advertising. We also had to change our models over the past 2.5 months. And we got a lot out of our employees that's just are amazing.
Yes, it's my crew has really stepped up too, and I'm 100% dependent on ad revenues. That's what allows us to bring everyone, you know, both print and online for free. And so, you know, I'm eternally grateful to all of our advertisers, and we have tried to plug them at every way we can or help them out at every way we can, because we're all connected, and we felt that first week that, and I think we talked about this last time, but it is just so important to say that, you know, that first week it was declared a pandemic, we felt the effect immediately. And so did all my neighbors and all of our business friends in our communities. You know, it didn't matter who you talked to in what industry. And, you know, sure, things have, you know, gone up and down since then. I mean, that first month, I don't know how many types of businesses I spoke to, and, you know, honestly, a lot of them are friends of ours. And it didn't matter what industry they were in. Everyone was scared and concerned. Business was like, everyone was just like, nope, we're not doing anything. And then, you know, and I feel like in the last few weeks, that's changed in certain sectors, and business is just booming in certain sectors. But then you look at others, and they're struggling or facing even closure.
Yeah, I can. What I can do is, the Bargain Barn's been open for several more weeks than businesses in New York. And at first, it started out extremely slow. Okay. But it has picked up every week after then. And it's not back to normal, but it's heading in that direction. So it's almost like your toe in the water, either when you go swimming in a pool for the first time, or you go in a lake the first time, or if you're going to get in your bathtub. You've got to inch your way into it. And once you're there, you can get comfortable, and things will get back to normal. And I hope that the small businesses that were affected can withstand it just a couple of more weeks as the business starts to come back, because we don't want to lose. These are all our friends and neighbors. We don't want to lose any of our friends and neighbors that own small businesses in our area.
No, we don't, because it's a ripple effect. I mean, what do they say? A dollar spent in, you know, locally it goes around locally. So it's not just, you know, that we're losing a business. It's the fact that that business hires employees who live locally. That business, you know, goes and buys other products from their neighboring stores or other services. And so it's a bigger effect than, you know, you realize. It's not just what you see at face value.
Now,
so,
people,
you know, go ahead.
If people are listening now and they're getting back and they're going to come back to business, how do people who might want to do advertising or get their message aired through you, how do they get a hold of you?
They can give us a call at 518-592-1135, or they can email us at info@mainstreetmag.com. They can go to our website, mainstreetmag.com. All of our information is there. We offer print advertising. Obviously, we're working on July right now, which is our food and drink issue, and has been that for, oh God, like 6-7 years. I keep losing count, but that's our biggest and most popular issue of the year. We take online ads all the time, and, you know, they can be changed, you know, weekly. So anything, you know, or press releases, you know, email them to us. If there's even, you know, we do social media posts to help, you know, our friends and neighbors kind of get the word out. What you were talking about earlier, if there's been any pushback when you're talking about the Bargain Barn and, you know, if how people felt about reopening, we had put out an ad for ourselves to advertise that we were working on our June issue. And everyone that we've talked to has been very positive about opening up and, you know, thinking of our business community. Of course, everyone's concerned about everyone else's health and safety. You know, that goes without saying. So if we move past that and talk about, you know, the concern we have for our small and local businesses exclusively, you know, I put a message out that we, you know, if you're a local business or if you want to get the word out about how you're open or how people can reach you or buy your products or services, you know, even though your storefront is closed or your business is technically closed. So we were trying to help, you know, people out with that. And there was one comment that we got about not, you know, considering the safety and, oh, yes, we're just trying to push stores open. And so I conversed with a woman online about it and just explaining that every single business that we have talked to, didn't matter if it was in New York, Connecticut or Massachusetts, everyone has been, you know, so upfront about everyone's safety and health and the safety precautions that they've been taking. And so I don't want, you know, the average person to a non-business owner to think that the businesses are trying just to push open because of their economic hardship. But no, they are. That's the number one priority for everyone right now. And, you know, we have to also think about the impact that it's having on, you know, our neighbors, and the economic impact is going to impact a lot more of us as well. So, you know, this is a multi-impact situation for all of us.
All right. And of course, you'll find the new edition out on newsstands, but also online, mainstreetmag.com, mainstreetmag.com. Doran, we'll speak to you again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Marshall.
Take care. That is Main Street Magazine on air here on Robinhood Radio. And of course, once again, mainstreetmag.com on the web and at your local newsstands.